Well, hello everybody, and thank you for joining this great podcast. We've been joined by Daryl Musham and Jackie Gallagher this morning. Jackie from Donegal originally, and Daryl from Wales in the UK. Guys, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming along.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
All good here on a bright, sunny Sydney day. The weather is fabulous. I'm going to jump straight into it. Daryl, maybe you could tell me a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Yep, so my name's Daryl. I'm from West Wales in the UK. I studied in Cardiff University. I moved over to Australia 5 years ago. That was with a nursing agency. I was doing shifts in Western Australia, Perth specifically. I worked there for about 3 months. And then with the agency, I moved to Queensland, worked in a few mental health units up there before moving to Sydney. I started in the forensic hospital as an agency nurse, and then I was offered sponsorship.
Excellent.
And more recently, I've just got my permanent residency through the forensic hospital.
Okay, great. So you're based now in Sydney for the foreseeable?
Yeah, I'm staying. I'm not going home.
Okay, very good. Have you broken that to your mum and dad yet?
I think they might be in denial. I have dropped hints. I went home for Christmas for 6 weeks, and I was planting the seeds there that, you know, I might only be coming home every so often. But yeah, I think they're still in denial.
And Jackie, coming over to you, Jackie Gallagher joins us, and Jackie's from Ireland. Tell us a little bit about you and how you ended up in Australia and how you ended up in forensics.
Sure. So I was originally born in Birmingham, but moved to Donegal when I was 9. I trained in Letterkenny, and then I came to Australia 10 years ago now, straight to Sydney. Can't believe it's been 10 years. Time has flown. I originally came here through your recruitment agency, actually, and I ended up going to Concord Hospital, which was a fantastic hospital, but it was just a little bit too far away from Bondi Beach for me, so I had to find something a bit closer. So I went to St. Vincent's. I was at okay. St. Vincent's Hospital for about 5 years, and I actually got a nurse unit manager position there, which was really good experience, and that kind of set me up for moving to the forensic hospital, which I did 5 years ago. And I initially came as the ward manager of one of the male acute units here, and more recently I've been acting up as a clinical nurse consultant, which again is a fantastic position. So lots and lots of opportunities for me over the last 10 years. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, and how do they feel? Are mom and dad back in Donegal, or are they in Australia, or do they go back to Birmingham?
So they're still in Donegal. Like Daryl, I do go back quite often. I was back at Christmas. I went back and told them that I was expecting my first baby, so that was exciting.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, I like Daryl, been planting the seed that Australia might be where we base ourselves. I mean, we've been here 10 years. I can't see us rushing back anytime soon. But yeah, mum and dad will come out now in the next couple of months once baby's here. So that's very exciting.
Very good. So obviously holidays, I mean, you're able to, Daryl, you said you were home for 6 weeks. Were you home for as long as that, Jackie, or was it just 2 or 3 weeks?
So I went home for a month, but I was actually home for 7 weeks in the summer. So when you work in Australia, you get really, really good leave. The work-life balance is just amazing. I think that's what draws a lot of us to come out here. You get 6 weeks leave if you work shift work. And then, you know, if you work a Monday to Friday job, you get 4 weeks. But it's absolutely fantastic. We also get allocated days off, and that's where once a month you get an extra day off, which, you know, it, again, is fantastic and really helps with that work-life balance. And I think, Daryl, you used to do shift work, and the night shifts are a lot longer, aren't they?
Yeah, so the standard shift is 8 hours. So morning shift, 8 hours, afternoon, 8 hours, night shift, 10 hours. In the forensic hospital as well, they've also got 10-hour day shifts, which suits some people. It makes it a bit easier for childcare if they need the extra day off. So they come in for the morning, and then they'll be leaving a little bit later in the evening. But then they're only working 4 shifts a week.
Brilliant. So, Daryl, maybe just move on. Tell us what it's like working in the forensic hospital.
Really good. A lot better compared to back home. I feel a lot safer working in the forensic hospital. You know, the training that's provided here is second to none. We feel really safe. We know with the nursing ratios that we've got in Australia, it's a lot easier to care for patients. We can provide better quality of care for our patients.
I'd echo what Daryl said there. I mean, I worked in, you know, busy acute units, but then, you know, coming to the forensic hospital, I've never felt safer. We have, you know, our staff are so well trained. We have a really thorough 2-week orientation that gets people really prepared for the environment, and the teamwork is just fantastic. So I think, yeah, it's definitely the safest place I've ever worked. And that's what's kept me here for as long as it has.
Compared to back home as well. So in the mental health units back in the UK, you'd have like maybe 1, 2, or 3 registered nurses, and then the rest of your team are like healthcare support workers. So there's a lot more pressure on the registered nurses to be doing like the documentation, the meds, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas in Australia, especially the forensic hospital, there's a lot more registered nurses floating around, and there's hardly any healthcare support workers. So like, for example, on Bronte, the male acute unit, we've got 25 patients, but we've got 11 registered nurses on per shift.
So 25 patients, just to clarify that again, now 25 patients and 11 registered nurses on per shift. That's
Then we'd have one healthcare support worker. So the ratio between registered nurses and healthcare support workers is massively better here.
Yeah, it must be very fulfilling to be able to deliver care in that type of a quality environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we get to know our patients really well in the forensic hospital. You know, they come in and they're here for quite some time. So we get to really develop that relationship with them, and we get to kind of go on that journey with them. It's absolutely, you know, so fulfilling to see them, you know, get through the hospital, and then they're discharged from one of our rehab units. Most recently, you know, we discharged someone that was here for 9 years. We just discharged that person successfully to a medium secure unit on Monday. And that's just been just so lovely to see that kind of, you know, journey through the hospital. And it's another a good thing about working here is just the relationships that you build with the patients themselves.
Okay. And obviously, I mean, and you know, Jack, and I met you on site in the recent weeks, but, you know, I finished up there and drove down to the beach and went for a swim. I mean, the lifestyle is fabulous. The location of the forensic hospital is fabulous. Tell us a little bit about how that makes you feel and what it's like to work in such a beautiful place. I mean, the murals on the wall, the gardens, the flowers, it's beautiful.
It is, yeah. I mean, just before coming in here to do this podcast, I was down at Maroubra Beach having a little walk, watching the sunset, having my morning coffee. And I think, you know, in Australia, especially Sydney, people are more of a morning person, whereas, you know, at home, you'd never dream of getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning to go to the gym or to go for a walk. You'd probably be looked at quite oddly. But here it's the, you know, the thing to do. And people are up and at it first thing in the morning, even before they get to work. So I just absolutely love that, you know, before coming into work, that you've kind of set yourself up for the day. We are located beside so many beaches. We've got, you know, Malabar Beach, we've got Maroubra Beach. They're all about 5-10 minutes away from the forensic hospital. If you want to go out on your break and, you know, have a nice little lunch, that's available to you. So I think it's just such a lovely environment we work in, and we've just got so much, such nice areas around us that, you know, I think we're spoilt for choice really a lot of the time. And, you know, if you want to pop out for lunch, it's just, you can go anywhere. Bondi is only about 15 minutes drive from here as well. So we're spoilt for choice. But, you know, even the hospital here, the actual grounds you would have seen when you were here, they're beautiful. We've got a lovely perimeter that, you know, patients walk around. We often walk with them. And there's little areas, you know, dotted around that you can stop and have a little sit down and a chat. And yeah, we've got a kiosk, which, you know, I think the patients love, but the staff love even more. They do lovely sandwiches there and different things. So look, we're very lucky to be working where we are, I think. And, you know, it's just fantastic.
And Darren, are you a morning person too?
I wasn't when I was in the UK. Because as Jackie said, it's too cold, it's too dark. No one, like, I mean, you get up and you go to work. When you finish work, you come home, jump in front of the TV, make your food, go to bed. And it's, you know, you repeat that every day for pretty much the rest of your life. When you come over here, because it's, you know, the weather's a lot better, the temperature's a lot better. It feels like Australia has more of a outdoors active lifestyle. So people are always out doing things. I'm now a morning person. I was up at the gym before coming to work today. But yeah, you can see why people don't leave Australia. Like, I mean, we all know someone who's moved to Australia and then never come back, even before we came here. Yeah. You hear those stories, but when you're here, then you understand why. I think the hardest part is making that jump and committing to coming over. Yeah. But once you do it, then you're glad you did.
I think for me, the hardest part is actually thinking about going home again. I thought the hardest part would be coming to Australia, but it's actually, you get to a point in your life where, you know, you should be thinking about, oh, is it time to go? But I think once you get here, it's very difficult to leave because you're just treated so well here. And, you know, the lifestyle is just fantastic. One thing I did forget to mention, actually, was just the opportunities around, education as well. I'm currently doing my master's in mental health, and, you know, you get scholarships here, which means that it's paid for, which is absolutely fantastic. And also you get study days approved from work to actually spend time doing your assignments and time away from work to get that work done, which that's just been great for me because it takes me a long time to get assignments done. So yeah, I'm nearly finished that. I should be finished in the next couple of months, but that's been another plus for me, just being able to work slowly at that. So in June, I should have my master's degree, which is
well done. Fantastic. Yeah. So it's the master's, it's the opportunity to do the master's, the opportunity to have it paid for, and then also support in terms of study days often to get through the different assignments and to achieve success.
Absolutely. Can work at your own pace as well. You know, if you want to do one subject a semester, or if you want to do two, if you want to do three, it's really flexible. So it's that, I think that's what draws a lot of people into studying here as well, because you've got, again, that work-life balance, which I think Australia have nailed down to a T, really. It's just fantastic.
You had that paid for as well, didn't you?
The scholarship pays for your studies, which again is a massive plus. I don't know what happens at home, but I'm sure you probably have to pay a little bit or most of it, but here it's, they really encourage you to further your education and get you kind of more qualified than you are, which is just so good.
I'm going to be looking at doing my master's as well, because I've been waiting for my permanent residency to come through. Before it came through, I was looking at the prices and they charged me as an overseas student, which is like three times the price. But now my permanent residency visa's come in November, I'll be looking at doing my master's as well. And a lot of people in the forensic hospital have done their master's through the scholarship.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And it'll be paid for. You'll have those study leave days that Jackie talked about. And then it'll be, you know, Master Kevin or Master Darren Museum. How good will that be? Well done. So listen, awesome. We're just coming to the end of this session. Thank you very much for your time. But my final question to you both You know, have you any advice to nurses who are thinking of joining the Justice Health team?
Mm-hmm. I would say just do it. Come over here, experience a great way of, you know, living. You'll have, I think I've mentioned it a couple of times, but that work-life balance is second to none. Join a really talented, skilled team of nurses. It's, you know, it's a real niche type of nursing. You know, forensic mental health in itself is, you know, I'm very proud to say that I work in, you know, in this service. And I've been here 5 years. I have no, I won't be leaving anytime soon. So my advice is, if you're even thinking about it, you know, the smallest amount, just take the jump, take the plunge, come over here and work with us, because you will not regret it.
Thank you, Jackie. Daryl, any advice to the nurses thinking about joining the Justice Health team?
Similar to what Jackie said, I initially came over with a friend, which made it a bit easier for me. I wasn't planning on staying in Australia at all. I thought I'll just come over for a year on a working holiday visa, get a taste for the nursing, see what it's like, and then I'll go back home. But I'm so glad that I you know, plucked up the courage and came over with a friend, because when I was here, then I decided, right, actually, this is where I'm going to be staying. But yeah, just take the plunge. Give it a go.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been wonderful. It's lovely to hear, I suppose, the voices of people who are experiencing, you know, the Australian dream and the Australian dream in the Justice Health team. So thank you very much. I've been joined by Daryl Newsham and Jackie Gallagher this morning. Jackie from Donegal originally, and Daryl from Wales in the UK. It's been great to talk to you, and we'll be in touch again, please God. And I'll see you the next time I'm visiting Justice Health. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good one.